Hello and welcome to Hoengo, Lesson 16. Many people are coming to Japan recently, and even more will come next year, and more the next year. Why do people come here? What do they enjoy? 今日は外国人観光客日本に聞いて、観光目的は何でしょうか?
Today, the top 15 things people want and do in Japan. Let's get started.Hello and welcome. My name is Jeff from hoengo.com. Today, let's talk about why a lot of foreigners come to Japan. What do they come for? Where do they go? What do they want to see? Today is the top 15 things foreigners want to do in Japan.
この前のポッドカスト英語ちょっと勉強しましたけど、道案内とか、使えるフレーズ、言葉の練習とか、今日は私英語で全部伝えていこうと思ってます。
Maybe it's a little bit of a challenge, but I think it's pretty interesting. So, here we go. 第15位。Number 15. The 15th reason foreigners come to Japan. Number 15 is 声を見る。Many foreigners come from tropical places like Singapore, or maybe even Taiwan, Thailand, Indonesia. So the changing colors and the seasonal variety of nature in Japan is very wonderful. I'm from California, Southern California, a place called San Diego. It's a beautiful place, and it's hot all year round.There are no seasons in San Diego. So when I came in Japan, I was very struck by the beauty of the changing seasons. The hot summers, the cool falls and springs, and the cold winters. So number 15 is getting to see the changing leaves of the season. The fall leaves, the autumn leaves. Number 14.富士山に登る。When people think of Japan, they think of a couple things first come to mind. Fuji Mountain is one of them. It's the highest peak in Japan and a pretty interesting adventure for many people. It's not easy to climb, but it's not too difficult either. It's a wonderful experience climbing to the top.And getting to see the sunrise from the peak of Fuji Mountain. Some foreigners find it a little difficult to get to Fuji Mountain. I have climbed Fuji Mountain 3 times, and I usually use the Kodemba Station. Number 13, 第13位。
日本の田舎など風景を体験する。
There are wonderful images of the beautiful, well-cultured rice paddies in Japan. Many people come to Japan and enjoy Tokyo and Akihabara and the busy streets of Osaka. But to really feel and understand what Japan is about, a visit to the countryside, inaka, the countryside, is always a wonderful activity and experience.Recently, Taiken, they have experience activities like working in rice fields or climbing mountains or going to stay in old minka. So, foreigners like to go to the countryside to really experience and see the true Japan. Next, number 12.
ホテルや旅館でゆっくり過ごす。
The experience I have in Japan with hotels and ryokan is very different from my travels in Europe and America and other places in Asia. For many foreigners, a hotel is some place to stay. It's not the reason to go somewhere. When I came to Japan, when I traveled with friends and family, Everyone wants to go to hotels early and relax, enjoy the food. So it's a little different experience than America, and especially the ryokan. Foreigners get to experience sleeping on the tatami, walking around the wonderful, beautiful buildings. So rather than a place being the purpose of travel, the hotels or ryokans are the purpose. 観光客にとってその目的ちょっと違いますね。外国人観光客にとって見るところ体験することは目的で、そしてホテルで泊まる、なんか見えるように泊まる、泊まるように行くじゃなくて。 But it made number 12. Okay, next. Number 11.雪を見たり、雪遊びなど。 So, to many people visiting Japan, especially from Asia, snow is not something they can see very often in their countries. And recently, many people from Australia go to Hokkaido or Nagano, places like Niseko. The snow quality in Japan is very, very high.And skiing and snowboarding is very popular. So is just seeing the snow. But for me, like I said before, I'm from California, and I do not like the snow very much or cold places. I would rather go to Okinawa, someplace warm and hot. Next, number 10. Ryokan ni tomaru.This is very similar to number 12, but ryokan are something that are very special in Japan and very specific to this country. They have wonderful history, and just staying at a ryokan is a very popular, worthwhile experience. On TripAdvisor, a very popular website, ryokan are listed under bed and breakfast.But それはちょっと違うと思いますね。Rather than bed and breakfast, I've also seen ryokan described as traditional Japanese inns. Next, number 9.
日本の歴史や伝統文化を体験すること。
Experiencing Japanese history and culture is also very high on foreigners and visitors' lists. The history for many people is the samurai or Kyoto or the Nara period, even Kamakura period. There's so much deep history and long history in this country. It's very interesting to many people. I come from America. America's birthday was 1776.
そうですね。1776年、アメリカ誕生しました。独立しましたね。
So that's only about 340 years. There are ryokan and companies in Japan older than America itself. So it's something I appreciate, especially coming from the west coast of America. Next, number 8.
日本人の日常生活を体験すること。
Experience daily life of the Japanese. This is also recently very popular. There are many internet sites that can connect foreign visitors with Japanese people who open up their houses for cooking or drinking or an experience.That can't be found with tour guides or in tour books. I remember in my travels, some of my most enjoyable memories is interacting and experiencing daily life of the people in the country I visit. Number 7.
Sakura o miru.
So the cherry blossoms in Japan...I think everyone knows how prevalent they are. There are many places. They're everywhere, and everyone enjoys them very much. The number and beauty of sakura don't really compare to other countries. It's very high on people's lists to see. Number 6. お寺と神社、歴史的な建物など、楽しむこと。So again, this is about having experience and seeing sites that don't exist where we are from, where foreign guests are from. The architecture of the temples, the history of the shrines is very interesting to many people. Some of the most popular shrines are located in Kyoto, Tokyo, Kamakura, but they can be found everywhere. Maybe next time, I will make a podcast about shrines and temples in Japan. The religious aspects of these buildings are sometimes hard to translate or tell to foreigners. But more than religion, it's a way of life. It's a tradition of the Japanese people. And foreigners get a look into what makes Japanese Japanese when they visit these beautiful places. Number 5. テーマパークに行くこと。Theme parks. There are many theme parks in Japan. The most popular is probably Tokyo Disney Sea Disneyland Resort. I know many of my friends from Asia, when they come to Tokyo or Japan, everyone wants to go to Disneyland. And there's also Universal Studios Japan in Osaka. And I read in the newspaper that soon in Nagoya, they will be building a Legoland. There is a Legoland in San Diego, and I enjoyed it very much. The theme park is just a way to enjoy Japan even more. From Fuji-Q Highland to Sanrio Park, the Hello Kitty place. These are all interesting places and fun places to take a break from some of the stresses and tiredness of traveling. Number 4. 温泉に入ること. Hot springs. There is no hot spring culture in many other countries. Throughout Japanese history, many people have commented on the quality of the baths and the role bathing plays in Japanese life, in Japanese culture. The shape of the baths, the onsen, the bathing, the sharing, the washing etiquette are all very interesting things and wonderful experiences. Not to mention, it's also good for your health and feels really wonderful. I go to Hakone very often, but I've also enjoyed the hot springs in Beppu and the Izu Peninsula. So onsen are very popular. But it depends on the country too. Some Americans might not feel comfortable getting naked in front of others. I've heard that Taiwanese and Chinese and Koreans are more open to getting naked in the baths, more open than Thai visitors or people who may have religious Muslim backgrounds, people from Indonesia or Malaysia. It's very interesting, but onsen is a very Japanese thing. Sasoku, the top 3 reasons people come to Japan. Number 3 is 自然や風景を見て回る. The people come and want to look at the nature and the views and the landscapes of Japan. They're very different. It's a wonderful country that stretches from the north of Hokkaido to the south of Okinawa, and in between you can see mountains. You can see beautiful the islands, the lakes, and all the coastline of this country. There are many beautiful sights here. The geography of Japan is also very interesting. The big steep mountains and rocky coasts are very appealing to many foreigners. Next, number two.
買い物を楽しむ.
Yes, shopping. The Japanese brand. The Japanese brand is very famous and respected throughout the world. Recently, many tourists have enjoyed shopping in Ginza or Akihabara. I have read articles about the popularity of Japanese rice cookers or Japanese diapers. But there are more things that are very much Japanese, like Japanese knives that have a wonderful history, but the quality is some of the highest in the world. And next, the last one, number one, Daiichi. What do you think is the top reason foreigners come to Japan? What are they excited about? What do they want to see? Daiichi wa, are you ready? Nihonshoku wo tanoshimu. Of course, Japanese food, washoku, all around the world. There are more Japanese restaurants than any other restaurants. For example, French restaurants, Mexican restaurants, Italian restaurants. Japanese food is so popular. And it's not only tempura and sushi and sukiyaki. Most recently, some of the most popular food in America is udon or ramen. My favorite food is takoyaki, which hasn't grown very much outside of Japan, but is wonderful to eat. Not only is Japanese food like sushi and tempura and okonomiyaki popular, but what's interesting about Japan is that there are different popular foods for different areas. The gyutan of Sendai is popular. The okonomiyaki of Hiroshima, the castella of Nagasaki. There are so many things to try and get excited about. The food and the presentation and the service and the history of Japanese food all together make it a wonderful, worthwhile, and exciting experience for visitors to Japan. We all enjoy seeing things, trying things, but most of all, eating things and eating new things in Japan and around the world. So, that was the top 15 reasons people enjoy coming to Japan. What did you think? どう思いましたか?入ってないおすすめることあるんかな?法英語 .com でついてるワークシート、他のレッスンもあって、このリストになんか足せるものがあると思ったら、そのウェブサイトでぜひどっか入れてください。楽しみしてます。I'm excited to hear what you think. So wonderful reasons to visit Japan. Those were only the top 15. But there are hundreds and hundreds more. And everyone has a different experience, a wonderful experience. And 僕らにとってもっといい経験になれるようにおもてなし英語頑張りましょう。Everyone, nice job. Thank you for staying with us, and we'll see you next time. Good job, everyone.
もしコメントか質問があったら、ほえご .com に行って書いてください。そこにいる間、ワークシート、他のレッスンもありますよ。Good job. おもてなし英語を頑張ってください。See you!